Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's story, small businesses and local TV stations strike a balance when presidential campaign ads clog the spot schedule, and the pluses and minuses for companies that try an open salary plan when everybody knows what everybody earns. We'll start with this. For years, presidential election years have meant big revenue to local TV stations in swing states thanks to eager candidates desperate to sell their messages. But these political ads also came with a big headache, keeping local advertisers like small businesses happy when their ads get pushed to a less than desirable time slot if they run at all. How can a small business manage? Wall Street Journal reporter Rebecca Ballhouse says in this election, stations and local businesses are figuring out how to win on both ends. Rebecca, what's different nowadays?
For decades, presidential campaigns have been these real windfalls for local TV stations here, but they also came with this problem of how you keep your local advertisers happy when their ads are getting pushed to the early morning or times when no one's watching, or even getting just bumped off the air completely. And what I found is that stations have really learned how to win on both ends, and so they are pushing their local ads to digital in many cases while keeping their airtime free for these campaigns and their accompanying super PACs, which the super PACs in particular pay, you know, tons of money for these ads because they can raise money without contribution caps.
Right. All right. So what are some of the numbers like for, say, TV stations in Iowa in terms of revenue this time around?
So one station I spoke to in Cedar Rapids said that they're expecting their political revenue for 2016 to jump 150% from last year.
Wow.
A larger Des Moines station, they're expecting an overall revenue increase of as much as 25% from last year, which is driven in large part by political spending. But that's also combined with their local ads being pushed to online.
Got it. Generally speaking, is that huge jump for that station in Cedar Rapids, is that because, say, there's a guarantee that there's going to be a new president at the end of, you know, this particular election cycle?
Well, I think you mean the fact that it's an open race on both ends.
There's certainly
more candidates running ads but I think also every election year poses an enormous jump in revenue for these stations. I think the trick this time is that there's not this threat of losing their local customers in the business, because what I found from a lot of people is that they said that in past elections they'd bumped so much that it wasn't even worth it, and so they would start finding other ways to advertise. And some said, you know, maybe I won't even come back to TV if I find these other methods are working. But by sort of temporarily posting their ads on digital rather than on TV, they're able to sort of save themselves a headache and stop the risk of losing any local customers.
Got it. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Rebecca Ballhouse. Her piece is called Campaign Ads Even More Than Before Bolster TV Stations. All right, so who has gone digital, for example, instead of TV while the political ads are airing?
Well, I spoke to a couple advertisers here. One was a law firm who said they typically run about $4,000 worth of TV ads per month, but they're doing the same amount worth of digital and said it's working well, and they plan to go back on TV once the election's over. Another was a pizza restaurant in Johnston, Iowa. They say they're doing a little bit of TV, a little bit of digital, and he said it's working really well for him.
Do prices for TV commercials and or digital go up during an election season?
Yes, and that's a big part of why local advertisers tend to get so frustrated. A lot of the ones I spoke to in Iowa said rates were up about 25%, and the reason for that is that campaigns and super PACs are both running ads. Campaigns are guaranteed the lowest unit rate in about the month and a half before an election, but super PACs aren't guaranteed any particular low rate, and a lot of them will come in late in the game to have a sort of competitive advantage, buy up ad time, and they can raise millions and millions of dollars, so they can spend just as much.
Thanks, Rebecca. Wall Street Journal reporter Rebecca Ballhouse. Coming up next, does it make sense for all employees of a small business to know what everyone else is earning.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
How'd you like to know what all of your colleagues are earning? More and more companies are opening up about their salary information, the good and bad of it, from correspondent Jennifer Koshenka.
You may be curious about what your coworkers are making, but do you really want them to know what you're making? Some companies are opening up salary information to all employees. The Wall Street Journal's Sue Schellenbarger has more on this open salary policy. Sue, who's doing this?
A handful of companies. Some large Whole Foods market has been doing it for a while. Others are smaller firms, some startups. Some all buffer, a company called Square Mouth in Florida, a travel insurance aggregator, are using it as a way to get performance problems out on the table and just as an overall culture of transparency.
How do they see this as a benefit?
The managers I spoke to said it really takes the politicking, the used car lot feeling out of talk about pay. If someone's dissatisfied with their level of pay, it gets the performance problems right on the table for conversation right away. You wind up talking more about pay for performance. Inequities are eliminated too. Dane Atkinson at Sumall told me that he believes he has more women and minority employees because of the open pay policy, because everyone is paid fairly. It's real obvious if you have open pay when there are patterns of unfairness or discrimination.
Are these companies that have set salaries for each position, like there's not a lot of variable things to it?
Some do. Buffer has a salary formula that it posts online, and it's very clear exactly why people earn what they earn. Others, less so. I think some all used to have salary bands, but it's moved away from that a little bit. It really is more people compare their pay with each other. They look at how much they're contributing to the company, and I think that the fact that it's an open topic tends to really make it clear when someone is earning too little or too much.
I would think, though, there would be some major downsides to this.
Well, at first, some employees are just embarrassed. You know, I mean, we equate pay with status in our culture. So if you're down in the lower end, it can be mortifying for everybody to see that. On the other hand, maybe you're overpaid and other people begin to resent you, or you're angry because you feel like you're underpaid. It can arouse some strong emotions. And also, I mean, managers have to answer a lot of questions about why one person's paid less than the other. And sometimes employees criticize each other when they don't think they're earning their pay.
Are people using the information to get more money for themselves?
In some cases, they do. I think at Square Mouth, where employees actually also vote on raises for each other, the boss and employees all vote, and a majority approval is required for an employee to get a raise, that data on what other people are making is very helpful. I think at all the companies, employees find it helpful when they have information about what others are paid as a way of arguing that they should earn more.
Correspondent Jennifer Koshenka with The Wall Street Journal's Sue Schellenbarger. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. Again, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, whether it's iTunes or, say, SoundCloud. Reviews can help me determine what works and what does not. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.